All right, it's a slob show. Roker, welcome.
Yay, yay.
How's your eating been this week?
Got to get my catchphrases in. Go ahead. What was that?
We'll do the other one then.
Open wide.
No.
Oh, what?
The one on your IMDb page.
Oh, wait, it's a slippery slope?
Yeah, if you've never seen Death Wish, Roker has a very prominent role in the movie where he says it's a slippery slope. And actually, what was that other movie we were in? Canal Street. We're both in that movie,
and rumor has it that, I mean, if there's a director's cut when it comes out on video, we're going to be in it even more.
Really?
Apparently, they wanted to put a lot more of it, of us in there, but they had to.
But there was a ton of us in there.
There was a ton of us in there. Apparently, the whole movie, I never saw it. I didn't see it.
I was illegally.
You went to Roosevelt Road and saw it. I didn't go see it. But apparently, like, two-thirds of the movie is all, like, DJs talking.
Yeah, it is. And I was remember that Seinfeld episode where... Oh, you don't watch Seinfeld,
right? I don't
watch
Seinfeld, but well, there's I might remember it. Who knows?
Where Kramer's... That guy, that scumbag, was filming that video, and then he gave the camera to Kramer.
I don't remember that, but go ahead.
I was sitting there the whole time. I didn't give a shit about that movie. You know, it wasn't a good movie. It was okay.
Well, I didn't know that, like, Emmett Smith was behind it. Like, a lot of celebrities were
behind
that
movie.
Emmett
Smith
was? Yeah.
Well, that makes it, that puts it over the top for you?
Well, next time I'm at a convention and I see Emmett Smith, I can go, hey, bro, it's Canal Street.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know Neil Anderson and Rahsaan Salaam were behind it. That takes it to the next level. But I was, like, illegally recording. I was sitting there just recording it because you kept coming on. Remember when I was sending you clip after clip?
Yes,
I'm like, oh, here you are again. Check this out. I wasn't watching the movie. And I'm just waiting because I heard there was a major scene with me in it.
There was nobody to stop you from recording it?
No, there were like 10 people in
it. So some autistic kid in Barrington is laughing and gets kicked out of the, he gets kicked out of the movie theater.
Is that a story?
Absolutely. He was laughing. They were like, you've got to stop your kid from crying. He goes, he's not crying. He's laughing. He's like, well, they're complaining about the noise. You have to leave.
The noise I deal with in every movie.
That was like a week ago. You're basically filming the entire movie on your iPhone. Nothing.
And talking the whole time.
You're going to be outside the currency exchange on 47th selling the movie to me in a week.
Yeah, I have a major scene where I talk about the movie My Cousin Vinny. I use the My Cousin Vinny defense.
That's right. That's right.
So it's a major scene at the end of the movie.
And again, the name of this movie is called Canal Street.
Yeah, you don't need to watch it.
If it comes out, people might want to check it out.
Yeah, it might be on Netflix or something.
It's not Mega Country, not that guy from Empire.
I've never seen Empire.
It's
Jussie Smollett.
It's his brother stars in it.
Wait. Jussie Smollett's real-life brother?
No, his brother. There are three brothers on Empire.
Oh, okay. Which brother is...
It's the youngest brother, like Hakeem or something.
So he's the one who's accused of the shooting?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah. And a lot of people from Chicago PD are on it, too. Or in it. Or at least in a scene. Like,
oh, really?
John Cena is in a scene and...
John Cena?
No. C-E-D-A.
Oh, Cena.
Yeah, John Cena.
I thought you said John Cena.
And Larroyce Hawkins are in it as well from Chicago PD.
But wait, the reason why I brought up TV is because there's a TV show called Action on Showtime. And it's about the biggest degenerate scumbag gamblers ever. And we were talking about this before we started recording just now. You said it perfectly.
It's like watching Action, so it's all about professional sports. It's all about sports gambling, how sports gambling's blowing up, and how it's getting legal. And so what are these ramifications going to be? And so they follow these professional gamblers.
And these are supposed to be the best guys.
Yeah, there's about five or six of these people that they follow around.
And then some real losers.
Right.
More guys like us type.
And I said to Abe, I said, watching Action is like... finding out that your favorite porn star has herpes, but then you go, I'd still fuck her. Because every scene in that show is screaming, Don't sports gamble. Don't do it. It's the degenerate. You'll lose your life. It's awful. Don't do it. And at the end of the episode, you're on your phone looking to lines.
Oh, yeah.
You can't wait to fucking bet.
Oh.
It's
the
it's,
first time I saw that show, the next day I was playing in a poker tournament.
Yeah,
the right. next day. Yeah. I was trying to reload up my Ignition and Bovada accounts. I just redid my
Bovada account. I couldn't get into it for a year for some reason.
It wouldn't accept my credit card.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it for... I got 25 bucks in. I won $5 on the Virginia game or something.
Trying to reopen my account with the bookie that I closed out 2 years ago. Oh.
So if you get a chance to check that out on Showtime, it's called Action.
But the show Action is the same way we act with food. Because when you go to Wendy's at 3 a.m. and you get 2 to 3 items, like 3 burgers or something, 2 burgers, you instantly regret it. It's a huge mistake. It's an addiction, right?
Well, it used to be like the 99-cent menu, but it's like, you know, it's like...
Not anymore with that app.
No, it's like 99 to a dollar, you know, dollar.
No, but I'm saying now you get premium sandwiches at a low rate because of the app.
But what I'm saying is the purpose of the 99-cent menu is that you go and you get a burger and fries and a drink and you're only spending $3. That's the purpose of it. Now, for guys like us, the 99-cent menu means, oh, now I can get 10 sandwiches for $10. Instead of the 2 sandwiches I was going to get for $10,
yeah.
I can get 10 sandwiches. Let's see. Let's start off. Oh, nuggets are 5 for a dollar. Let's get 3 of the nuggets. That's just for appetizers. That's 15 nuggets. Let me get 2 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah, extra mayo.
Right. A frosty... And a chili.
Do you ever use the dollar menu, though, as this? Like, just to... Okay, so you'll get the Dave's Double Meal, extra mayo, right? That's like $7. Then, to make it worth your while, you're like, let me get 4 items off the 99-cent menu, because now I got 7 items for like $11.
Just a little something. Right, a little something extra, yeah.
So, like, a
right.
chicken sandwich, exactly. A junior bacon cheeseburger, and then maybe just those 2 things. And then you eat those in the car before you get home.
And then you have the main meal once the main you get meal. Home. You have a little something to snack on. Right. That's usually what nuggets are for. For me, nuggets are for the
You'll
car.
Eat them in the car.
Because that way, you can do those blindly. You don't even have to look.
Have you?
Unless you're dipping them in sauce and then you can get a little.
When's the last time you picked up fast food and you didn't eat at least some of it in the car?
Well, see, I have a new car. So.
So do I. Newer.
Well, I'm trying my best not to eat in the new car. In the old car, I literally would have to. If I went to White Castle or I went to like Lawrence's Fisheries and got shrimp and stuff, I would literally have to put it in the back, in the trunk.
In the trunk.
Because in the past, I would put it in the back seat on the floor and then find myself reaching down onto the floor in the back seat at stoplights
yeah.
to get a slider out or to get shrimp out. So I had to start putting it like back in the when I had a car in the trunk or when I had the SUV way in the back so I couldn't get to it so I couldn't eat it on the way home.
Now isn't that like if you're a heroin addict isn't that rock bottom that well, you have to is, put though, your food in the trunk?
The thing is if I eat it I get home and half of it's gone now I'm pissed.
I know it's awful.
Cuz half of it's gone when I get yeah. home. And I'm like, well, I didn't even enjoy that. I was just eating it while I was driving. Yeah, I didn't even,
exactly.
you know.
Well, here's what I've been doing, because there's a Burger King right across the street from the McDonald's. I have the 2 apps, okay? Now, there's McDonald's.
McDonald's app is actually a very good app. They have a lot of good coupons.
So is Burger King.
There.
So is Burger King.
The only problem is I haven't been to a good Burger King, and I couldn't tell you.
Well, none of them are that
they're
good.
They're all but, really bad.
But I do the bang bang. So I get, they have a coupon for $1 off any size fry at McDonald's. So you end up getting a large fry for like $1.50, right? Okay. Their drinks, any size, are always 99 cents.
At Burger King.
McDonald's.
At McDonald's, right.
All their drinks,
yeah,
always.
Yeah, yeah. Right, yes.
So I always, so when I
you
do
You always
this,
get a large, I mean. Duh.
Yeah, you get a large. Right.
Why would you get, if a small is 99 cents and a large is 99 cents, why would you get a small? That doesn't make any sense.
I've got a medium before just so I wouldn't drink. Cause I, anytime I get a Coke, I only get it to eat with the fast food. I'm not someone who drinks Coke all day. So I always end up pouring out half of it anyway.
Have you ever done this? If it's a place where you can self-serve your...
Oh, there's two kinds of people in the world.
Okay.
People like me who throw the cup out when they leave, and people like you who I'm sure always leave with a refill.
Oh, I absolutely leave with a refill. But what I was going to say is even worse than that.
Oh, no.
You don't order a drink, but you ask them for a cup of water.
Oh, you don't do that, dude.
You ask them for a cup of water, and then you go get pop with it.
Oh, you're one of those?
I've done it in the past. I'll say I've done, I don't do it that often.
I hate.
But I've done it in the past.
See, I get the
cup. You absolutely get a refill, dude. You know how much those that pop is costing them. It's almost 100% profit.
It is.
Oh, it's 100% profit. That pop costs them absolutely no money whatsoever.
Then why is there?
They're paying for a thing of syrup and they're running it through water. It costs absolutely nothing.
Then why is there never any syrup in my Coke when I get it?
Because they don't fill it right. I mean, dude. I mean, if you think you're gonna get a nice mix of your fucking Fanta at Popeyes, you're wrong. You're wrong. So, and if you think the guy back there who's dropping wings knows how to change out the CO2 and shit on it, you're wrong. So.
Oh, so, okay, so back to what I get. So I'll get the large Coke, a dollar off a large fry, so it ends up being like maybe $2. Maybe $2.39 it is, because I think it's $3.30. Okay, so now I'm in for $3.39 at McDonald's, a large fry and a large Coke. Then Burger King, always on the app, has buy one Whopper, get one free. Always.
There you go.
So they also have a $3 Angry Whopper, which is this.
I just saw an ad for the Angry
Bacon,
Whopper.
Bacon, yeah. Cheese, everything.
Yeah.
So you could get that for $3. But
what was it that we talked about?
The Black Whopper?
You know, it was like a, yes, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like,
the Halloween Whopper.
It turned your shit black or something.
Yeah, it was
like
when you would eat.
Or made your shit glow in the dark or some shit.
Turns your shit green. And you know what?
It was a Black Whopper.
You know, that was a throwback for me, right? Green shit.
A throwback?
Yeah, because when I was a little kid, I used to eat Flintstone push-ups. Remember those?
I do.
They'd always turn my shit green.
A little bit past my time. I'm a little older than you, but yes, go ahead. I'm sure
they would always.
I'm sure that young 7-year-old Abe with a full beard was eating a fucking Flintstone push-up. Go ahead.
No, so those Flintstone push-ups would turn your shit green.
Wow.
And I'd always have green shit because I loved
them
so
much. That's fucked
up. Yeah. So the Black Whopper did the same thing.
And I just remember, and all I remember is lots of Black Whopper jokes with Kathy. That's the only thing I remember about the Black Whopper.
Well, her and I went to the Burger King in the Thompson Center.
Mm-hmm.
Good God, do not go to the Thompson Center. That is the worst food
that's
court.
That might be the worst food court in Chicago.
Ever.
I mean, first of all, the building, and I have friends that work for the state of Illinois. That work in that building, and I've gone to visit them and stuff. That is like the most depressing office building.
It's all awful.
It's absolutely awful.
This is the Thompson Center in Chicago on like Clark and Lake, I believe it's on.
It's Clark and Lake. It's right by City Hall. And I mean, the food court is next to the DMV, for Christ's sake. I mean, how more depressing can
and
you
it's
get?
All the way down in the basement.
Dude, and it's not clean. It doesn't look clean.
No.
It's got all of the, I mean, can you imagine working there and you're going, well, what am I going to have for lunch today? Is it going to be Sbarro again? Is it going to be, it's not even Panda Express. It's like Manchu Walk or some shit. Probably some falafel place.
I used to love
Manchu
Walk.
It's a falafel place. So just all kinds of the great steak and fries.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, bottom of the barrel food court.
Oh, man. Talk about bringing your own lunch.
And you want to talk about employees that don't give a shit. And I get it. I mean, when I was 16, I worked at Walmart. I could care less, but at least I was nice. I mean, when someone asked me for something, I wouldn't be like, I don't know. I'd at least try to help them. I mean, these people at this food court were awful. The clientele, even worse. There's like people who are like mental issues all over sitting around, just like talking to themselves, throwing stuff.
Wow. because they're getting off the L there. Because they're getting off the L.
Yeah, and they
and they sit there and stay there all day.
How much you want to bet they don't accept the app there, too? That seems like one of those plays. Like, remember when you're in Vegas?
Oh, it's like when I go to Starbucks. It's like, oh, no, we independent. We don't take that. I hate that shit. Or, like, it's like when we're trying to get points and shit at the airport.
At Jersey Mike's.
It's like, oh, no, we don't accept
that. Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah, I'm sure that all of those don't accept shit. Yeah.
And they love telling you, too. Oh, no, we don't take that. What?
See, and get back to Burger King. Every time I go to a Burger King, I get shit service. Claire and I went to the Burger King. You know the Burger King off of Fullerton? It's like over by DePaul. It would be the one closest to DePaul on Fullerton.
We go to the
drive-thru there. And, you know, I'm like, okay, so we're like, what
do you get, two Whoppers each?
Well, no, it's like, I don't remember what we get, but, you know, I'm asking a question. Oh, what's an Angry Whopper? What's of this?
Well, that's your fault.
What's of that?
Well, come on.
And she goes, oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my God. I think I should have brain hemorrhage. Wait, hang on. Something just happened to my head. Oh, my God.
Right something into weird. The microphone. She goes, oh, for Christ's sake.
In the drive-thru, she said
that? Yes, Claire and I look at her and go, what the fuck? We're like, we're not giving them our money. We leave. That's the kind of service I get at Burger King.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You know what, though, honestly? You're not going to, like Finn's Bistro or some shit. I mean.
No, but, you know, it used to be, the old joke used to be, you go to McDonald's. And what takes so long to order McDonald's? You know everything that's on the menu. Now, when I go to McDonald's, first of all, the menu's changing every 10 fucking seconds.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, the menu's changing every 10 fucking seconds. Then you've got all types of specialty sandwiches and shit. You've got different types of meals and shit. It's confusing to me now. Maybe I just sound like an old fuck now. Like, I can't understand the fucking McDonald's menu. Yep. Oh, for Christ's sake.
That's awesome. And that in a nutshell is Burger King service.
Yeah.
That's how they all feel. That's how they all act. Popeyes is worse. Probably, you're right. Burger King, White Castle doesn't have good service either.
I've had polite service at White Castles.
You know who has the best service?
Chick-fil-A.
Well, and Culver's.
Yes, Culver's is very good.
Culver's is amazing, very good,
sir. Although, and I was very excited for the one to open on 35th Street.
I have a lifetime.
We had the guys, the owners and studio.
I have a lifetime coupon for that one, 10% off. He didn't give you that?
Not that I remember.
Yeah, he gave us each one. Go ahead, keep talking.
Yeah, every time I go there with a coupon, they go, oh, we don't accept coupons on your phone.
What?
Every time I go in there, like...
I want to know where you're getting Culver's coupons
from. It's like, well, because I signed up for on the Culver's app and stuff. And
they have an app?
Yes, and then they'll send you fucking coupons, or every, like, twice a year, they'll have some type of game that you play or whatever. You got to shoot down fucking cheese curds or some shit. And you can win cheese curds. And I would go there and bring the coupon up on my phone. Oh, we don't accept coupons on the phone. I'm like,
oh, what the me? Fuck? This is an expiration date?
See?
Let's oh!
See. Yeah, you got to keep your eye out for that.
I could probably change that to it.
Oh, I change expiration dates all the time on my shit.
But I have a 10% off.
I change expiration dates all the time.
Who puts an expiration date on something like that? You want to keep that? You can keep that if you want to try to use it.
Well, it's expired. It's a piece of...
We'll try to change it
nothing.
Up. Try to change it.
Present this card
since
and
it's right by your house.
10%. Although the owner there is usually there, so he might recognize me. All right, I will... I'll hold on to that. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know. I'll let you know what happens. See, I don't live in a fancy neighborhood like you. I live on the...
Well, this isn't fancy over here.
I live on the south side, dude.
So am I. This is the South Side too, son.
You give somebody a fucking coupon and shit. The coupon could be, dude. Oh my God, you would think that you asked somebody to come up on the board and do trigonometry. in front of the class. I'll tell you exactly what will happen. I give them this card. They'll give you they'll look at the card. They'll look, turn it over, look at the other side of the card. Turn it over, look at this side of the card. Then call over a manager because they've never seen it before. Dude, I have coupons that are like 15 years old that I've used.
At where?
Because they don't have expiration dates on them.
And it's stuff like, get a McLean burger.
Pretty much, dude. Oh, no, I have. Dude, I had them for like Chipotle. Get one of our new salads.
Oh, remember our boy Russ? So we had this guy named Russ that we used to work with.
Who?
Russ Jorgensen.
Oh, yeah, I like Russ.
And he would always, he had a drawer full of free Chipotle burritos when we worked at Q101. This was back in 2006, 7, 8, 9-ish.
And you just grabbed a whole bunch of them?
You know, we'd always go, he'd be like, guys, you want lunch today? He'd give us each a burrito. They were burrito coins.
After we got fired from Q101, one of the salespeople like opened their drawer and gave me like $100 in like Eduardo's Pizza gift certificates. I'm sorry, bro. Here you go.
I have something. I have a few different.
Dude, I have a box that has that's all full of gift certificates. Now, what is that? That's Chipotle?
Yep.
That's a gift card?
Yeah, I think there's only like 30 cents left on that one, though.
Dude, I still have the Jimmy John's gift cards that, remember when Jimmy John was in studio and he was giving out $10 gift cards to
listeners? Did you take 100 of them?
Dude, I texted Claire. I said, Claire, send in for the gift cards.
So how many did you get?
I got two.
You still have those?
I think I still have money on one of them. Well, you know me, dude. I don't like to use my shit.
Speaking of Jimmy John's, do you see their new item? The Frenchie sandwich?
No, is it like a French dip?
It's like a it's a skinny sub pre-made. They're in like they're not standing. They're like standing
like a baguette, like
it's like a tall baguette pre-made. And hang on, let me show you here. Everyone look this up because you know, it's easy to look stuff up these days, right?
Is it decent? Have you had it?
Yeah, I had it yesterday.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So here it is.
Let's see here. I actually think I have this exact same laptop. It's heavy as fuck. Oh, that's interesting. That is like a...
So they're pre-made.
Like a baguette.
Yeah, they're pre-made, and there's butter on it. Like, or they make the bread with butter. So there's no sauce or anything, right?
There's no mayonnaise.
No mayonnaise, no lettuce, no tomato, anything.
Oh, interesting. So it's like a French... It's supposed to be like a sandwich.
They're in a plastic...
okay.
Just like a tall...
That's interesting.
It looks like a tall, like, pitcher. Almost.
And did you get it?
Well, no. I ordered the regular sub that I like, a Club Lulu, which is the bacon and turkey one. Okay. Which I usually get the gargantuan, but I was mixing it up a little bit.
I actually think the gargantuan has too much meat.
Yeah, I agree.
It has too much meat. You can't taste any of them.
You're right.
It just kind of muddles together.
Yeah, you're
too
right.
Big.
It
and
is.
And you bite it, and it all slides out.
Exactly.
It's like you end up picking it up off the
when I was
off
doing
the table.
When I was doing the show in Richmond. I had a Jimmy John's endorsement, and I talked about Jimmy John's for months before they even moved into. That was the first Jimmy John's.
Oh,
ever.
They were moving into the market.
Yeah, the first ever in the market. And the guy emailed me. He said, "My dad and I were considering Jimmy John's, and I forgot what the other one was. Two different franchises."
Okay.
And I swear to God, he said, "Because you talk about it so much, we decided to go with Jimmy John's." So if you're listening in Richmond, now they have like a shitload of Jimmy John's in Richmond.
Right.
I'm responsible for the first one, 100%. I did commercials for them, like just for that location. And the first time I went in there, I'm like, I was all happy. Like, cause you know, I'm the spokesman.
Right.
So shouldn't I get the red carpet treatment?
Right.
Exactly. He's like, "What's up, babe?" He gives me five and everything. He does? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sludge and I walked in there.
So it's not like he gave you the fucking like he didn't know you.
No.
Go in there, gives you the high five. Or hug.
He knew I was coming.
Okay.
I brought Sludge with me. Sludge wasn't endorsing it, but, you know.
Right. You guys were.
We did the show together. You know, you would figure Sludge would get a free meal.
You mean Brian?
Brian, yeah, exactly.
Whatever. I saw the billboard the other day. I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah. Well, that's Sludge.
No
offense. So we go in there, and he's like, "You want a garg?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Extra mayo, please." He's like, "You want bacon on that garg?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then I hear him whisper to the guy at the register. He's like, $150 for bacon. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
and then Sledge got like the Italian or whatever, and
he upsold you, dude.
So not only did he make me pay, but he
you want extra meat? Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, it's that too.
Yeah,
I think I think I turned down the extra meat, but I'm like, because I'm gargantuan, like you said,
way too much,
ridiculous. Meat on it, yeah. But then he's like, right there, click 150 for bacon.
Wow.
And then he charged Sledge too, and like I remember my heart just like sank. Oh.
Because now you can't even talk about it with the same gusto you had before.
I mean, I was getting like $500 a month to read a commercial.
No, so. Understood, but they're getting much more than $500 in.
Well, they business. Were spending, but they were spending a ton of money for, not a ton, but they were buying commercials plus paying me.
No, right.
So,
that's understood.
But yeah, but I mean, you can't give me a free gargantuan,
right?
The first time.
See, finally, you're coming around. You sound like me finally.
Well, I mean, if
you finally sound like me,
I'm the guy who brought the chain to the market. I talked about like I pumped up Jimmy John's the way it should be pumped up. But could you imagine now being somewhere that no one ever heard of Jersey Mike's, or no one ever heard of Chipotle, no one ever heard of. Let's make it simple. No one ever heard of Burger King or McDonald's,
right?
Could you imagine telling everyone, like, oh, hey, there's a Popeyes coming? Let me tell you about Popeyes.
I've always wondered why. Like, there used to be Jack in the Box here in Chicago when I was a kid.
Yeah, until that. What happened? Like, kids got murdered or drank poison or something? What happened?
I think you're confusing that with Tylenol, but.
No, something happened to Jack.
There was like a salmonella or something like that.
And then a bunch of people died.
But Jack in the Box had already left the Chicago market before that happened.
You sure?
I'm positive. Okay. But like there's all these chains that are every place else in the country, In-N-Out, Fat Burger, Jack in the Box, Carl's Jr., stuff like that aren't here in Chicago. And I'm like they just finally started opening Sonic's in the last few years.
Yeah, Sonic looks good.
Sonic
but it's
and Chick-fil-A just literally have just only been here within the last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sonic looks good. And then you want to talk about being confused by a menu. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do when I go to Sonic.
Do you want the tacos or the sushi?
Do I drive through? Do I pull over here? Can I go in? Can you even go in? Because I like to go in. Is there even a restaurant in there or is it? Can you even go into a Sonic? I don't know. Can you go into a Sonic and eat?
I was there when I was like 20-something in Vegas. I had a cab driver take us through the drive-thru. That's the only Sonic I've ever been to.
So you've never been inside of a Sonic?
No.
So you don't know if you can go inside of a Sonic?
No.
See, I don't know either. Because I would have wanted to go in, look at the menu, and shit, there's a thousand things on the menu. And that's a lot of these restaurants now, because they're serving breakfast all day, all that, they've got a thousand things on the menu. But I've always wondered, so why don't they bring an In-N-Out burger to Chicago? Why don't they bring a Fat Burger to Chicago?
Well, Fat Burger was here, remember? Kanye West brought one.
Is it still here?
On 95th, it closed down.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it wasn't. Like when I was in Los Angeles,
something to do with Kanye more than
it didn't seem to me. I don't know if it was it had to have been the real Fat Burger, but it wasn't. I don't know. Something happened with that one. It was on 95th and like Beverly.
Okay,
like 95th.
I haven't seen it.
And like Westernish.
Okay, that must have been gone in a hurry.
But In-N-Out. So the guy who created In-N-Out, he didn't want to expand it because he wanted to keep it special, right?
Correct. He wants the quality to stay the same.
So you know now who runs it is this girl. It's like the granddaughter. And she was like on drugs really bad. She had all these issues.
So she franchised it out?
No. So she's keeping his wishes alive where the furthest she goes is Texas. So they're in like Texas. Like she's like, we're not going any further because I like that it's special to come to the West Coast and go to In-N-Out.
Well, it used to be there weren't White Castles all over the place. Now there's White Castles in Vegas and shit.
I know.
Which is actually a pretty smart place to have a White Castle.
Yeah, I think everything should be in Vegas.
I mean, that's a very smart place to have a White Castle. But, okay. it used to be, right. I mean, I would have relatives come in from like Boston and go, I want White Castle.
Oh, yeah. It used to be special, but right, no one cares about it.
Right.
So I love In-N-Out though, but I agree. But so the girl who runs it, she was bad on drugs. She has a few kids, I think, but now she found God and now she's married to some like older gentleman.
Okay.
Wouldn't that have been a great, like get into that In-N-Out family? Because she, when she was on drugs, if you could have been the guy to like wean her off drugs and then she falls in love with you,
take it, have her sign over her portion of it too. While she was
high. Then eventually you're, of course, every marriage in Hollywood, every marriage with corporations, every marriage that involves a lot of money, 97% of them end up in divorce anyway.
Right.
So you know you're not going to stick with the In-N-Out. Well, but if you have kids, it's a little bit different, right?
Yeah, but like Jeff Bezos' ex-wife is now like the third richest woman in the world now.
She deserves it, though.
Just from her... Why? Because she ate his cock?
No, because she was with him when he was a loser.
Well, that's true.
She was with him the whole rise of Amazon.
That's true.
Now, the girl he cheated on her with was Patrick Whitesell's wife, who runs CAA, who owns the UFC, who runs the biggest studio for agents.
Right, right.
That guy's also a billionaire.
Right.
So that woman goes from one billionaire to
another billion. She's a billionaire hopper. She's a platinum digger. There's not even a word for what kind of digger she is.
But like, what's so great? what does she have that these guys are so
lifestyle? Lifestyle. Dude, Trump Trump called the White House, basically called it a shithole. Because he's used to shitting on the gold toilet and shit in Trump Tower. Right?
Yeah.
So he goes to the White House and it's a step down.
Oh yeah.
It's a huge step down.
So you're saying that they're just with her.
Used to that lifestyle.
No, she's used to lifestyle, but why would Bezos? But it's probably like this too though. Bill Clinton could have had hotter women than Monica Lewinsky. But she was around. This girl was his neighbor, right?
I'm not sure. I believe they probably all lived in the same
area. And she probably was seeing because, you know, he used to look like just a nerd. And now he looks like some crazy, bald, like, muscle.
Well, he's got a personal trainer now and shit, right?
Personal trainer. He's on steroids, I'm sure.
I mean, dude, if you were Jeff Bezos, we'd be like Adonis and shit if we had Jeff Bezos' money.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me? You'd have a personal chef whipping some shit up for you right now.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have personal trainers all day, the whole nine yards, dude. My teeth would be fixed. Every fucking thing. So, yeah. And that's the other thing, dude. When you go from being a loser to, and this is really happens with women a lot, dude. You go from being fat to losing weight. And Jeff Bezos was never fat, but.
No, he was just a chubby nerd. Like, just a nerd. A
chubby nerd to like.
Not even chubby, just like.
Someone, you know, with status and stature.
Yeah.
That puffs your chest up.
Oh, yeah. And then you're Bezos. You run Amazon. Right. You have all this swagger. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he's obsessed with living forever. You heard about that, too, right? Like, he wants to.
Wouldn't you want to live forever if you were Jeff Bezos?
Exactly.
So many motherfuckers as you and me, the motherfuckers like us, and want to fucking kill ourselves and shit. When we turn on the fucking television and see the fucking Kardashians and shit. I know I want to blow my fucking brains out. I turned on the Kardashians for 1 second yesterday because they were in Chicago. It was like Kanye and Rhyme Fest. It was like the last 30 seconds of the fucking, I'm flipping channels. And it goes, executive producer, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No! I'm like, are you kidding me?
Of course. He's
how much money does this motherfucker
make? But wait, hang on. You got to give Seacrest credit because he's the one who started the Kardashians. It was his idea.
Dude, I give him all the credit in the world. Dude, he works his ass off. I'll give him all the credit. I know some shit about him too.
But let's keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, sure.
But like,
what a tease that was. But getting back to food real quick. If I were going to open a franchise, I tell Claire this every time, dude. Every time I go to fucking Chick-fil-A, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Every time I go to Chick-fil-A,
I just had it the other day.
The service is impeccable. I've never had a sandwich that looked like it got dropped on the floor before they just threw it in the fucking bag, which is what all the Burger King sandwiches look like. It looks
that's
like they
not
fucking
true.
Kicked it around like fucking
I've had,
hacky sack.
Before I've had some nice looking Whoppers.
Okay. Again, we're not going to the same Burger King. The Burger King in Countryside's a great Burger King. Dude, I was at a Chick-fil-A. They've got fresh carnations on the table.
Oh, yeah. And there's always some old woman working there, like,
it's
hi,
crazy.
Honey.
They're always, it's clean. They're always wiping down the tables. I'm like, now, of course, they hate gays.
But you know what? It's not the... See, here's the thing.
Allegedly.
And this is why I do continue to eat at Chick-fil-A, because I think the owner's a piece of trash, right? He's homophobic for sure. He 100% hates gay people, right. The guy who runs Chick-fil-A. But just like Jimmy John kills giraffes and shit, right? He goes on these hunts,
but
kills
them. But the sandwich is so damn good, you don't
but
care?
No, no, no. But all these restaurants are franchised out. Chick-fil-A isn't... It's not like Starbucks aren't franchises. Starbucks are all... Starbucks. There's not some guy named like Nev Patel who owns Starbucks. All the right. Starbucks are just the company, just like Walmart, whatever.
Right.
Chick-fil-A is franchised. Jimmy John's is franchised. So the guy who runs that Chick-fil-A that you like, he's not homophobic. It's the guy who runs the company that's homophobic. The people who run Walmart are pieces of shit too. The people who run, like but, most people who run corporations are pieces of trash. But are you going to not support a local guy who picked up a Chick-fil-A franchise? You think he cares? You think he cares about, you think he's homophobic? I doubt it.
No, I didn't say he was homophobic, but that money, but the money to get that franchise is going to Chick-fil-A. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Chick-fil-A.
That's
why
what I'm
is
saying.
It that the only day I actually want Chick-fil-A is Sunday.
Exactly. See, that's what I would fight for. I mean, they need to be open on Sunday. If
yeah,
I was
but
running,
that's part of their religious thing.
I know
that they're not open on Sunday. How much money are they losing?
It's so dumb
for being open 6 days a week instead of 7 days a week.
Well, it's silly because you know the guy doesn't care. He most people in that kind of situation, just like those guys who run those mega churches, they're billionaires, but they claim they're doing it for Jesus. Like a Joel Osteen type.
But the also, you know, and also, dude, we live in Chicago. Well, we live in the bubble, right? We live in a big city. We live in the bubble.
Yeah.
When most of America is at fucking John Cougar Mellencamp Pink Houses fucking shit. And they love the fact that they're not open for on Sundays.
Yeah, but do they
and
love
they
it?
And they will go to Chick-fil-A because they're not open on Sundays.
But that's not
They'll
true.
They'll go to Chick-fil-A because he doesn't like gay people.
Well, that's true. That part's true, but that only lasts for a week. Like, remember the bakery that they refused
to do the gay.
Yeah, cake? They even didn't do the gay cake. All those assholes were there with their like bow and arrows and shit.
Right.
And their machetes and like, yeah, man, this is where I'm getting my cakes from now.
Right.
You really think they're still buying cakes there? Or you think it wore off after a week?
It probably did wear off after a while.
Just like when everyone was all upset that Chick-fil-A was homophobic. The minute they drove past one and they saw that original chicken sandwich sign, and they couldn't help themselves. Like,
I have friends who are homosexuals that are like, motherfucking Chick-fil-A, homophobic, but it's so damn good. It's so damn good.
Yeah.
That would be like, who was the bounty hunter?
Dog.
That would be like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, he used the N-word, 100 times?
That would be like, that was my favorite show. That would be like if Dog the Bounty Hunter was my shield.
Well, how about Hulk Hogan?
That and the Paula Deen show.
But wait, Roker.
Favorite shows.
Let's use a better example. Hulk Hogan. I mean, he couldn't have said the N-word more times in that video, but I'm sure if you met Hogan right now, you'd be like, what's up, brother?
I like that every time I meet Hogan. But here's the thing.
Well, you haven't seen him
since. I can only go by the way people treat me and act around me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay? Because there's a lot of... Dude, I mean, I don't get hate mail anymore, but people don't send mail. Now it's all, they can just tweet shit and they'll do all that shit. But dude, I used to get hate mail all the fucking time when I was blackity black.
Yeah, but that's because you were playing like a character.
Yeah, but they weren't smart enough to fucking realize that, okay?
But you were playing like a racist black character.
Correct. It was a complete and total fucking satire parody. Yeah. But they didn't, this is the same people who think that Colbert was actually fucking a Republican.
But you forget.
When he was doing the Colbert show.
But wait,
show.
Roker, you're saying they're not still dumb? Trump is the president right now.
No, I
mean, you just have to realize that, like, people listen to stuff still, and whatever someone tells them, they take it
people
for the
are
truth.
Stupid.
How about the Bible? They take the Bible 100% for fact. Yeah, Noah took two tigers, two giraffes, two elephants,
right. You take two lions. Every animal.
How the fuck did he herd up two fucking kangaroos?
I know.
How does Noah get two tigers? How does he get two cheetahs? Was he take a rope? You try herding up a couple lions and see how it works out.
Dude,
for you.
Are we going to dissect the Bible now? And
no, I'm just saying that people, you can't, if you tell people something, they're going to believe it. That's dumb.
No, that's true. That's true.
Trump, the whole time, he's been a Democrat his whole life, pro-choice. Now he's a Republican, and he's not pro-choice. But everyone takes him at his word. So you of course they're going to send you hate mail. People are dumb. Most people are dumb. People who listen to this podcast are not dumb. That's why they're listening.
But the thing is, I mean, it really takes conviction to vote with your dollar and to vote with your feet. If it really offended you, the Chick-fil-A is homophobic. Yeah. The owners of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
The main guy at the top of the pyramid. I'm not talking about John Smith, who owns the Chick-fil-A down the street. I'm talking about the main guy if it really bothers you that he's homophobic, you would need a Chick-fil-A.
That's true, but you also just took a look at your iPhone, where little kids are getting caught by nets.
Right. As I lace up my Nikes.
Your Nikes.
People jumping out the... Right, exactly.
I mean, you can't... So it's like... Is it... What's honestly worse?
But
is it worse?
You could nitpick... I could point at everything in this room.
Oh, yeah.
And come up with a reason why...
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I eat Chick-fil-A.
That's the whole Buy America... I mean, dude, that's the whole Walmart argument. The Walmart argument is that Walmart puts all the mom and pop stores in the neighborhood that they move into, puts them all out of business. But then Walmart's the biggest employer in the United States, and Walmart gets the prices down to it's cheap as you can get it.
Yeah. They get it down cheap, though, because they're torturing kids in other countries.
So they're putting mom and pop out of business.
So they're putting the mom and pop out of business. They're torturing little kids in other countries. They're paying them like a dollar for a week's work.
So do you not shop at Walmart?
I don't shop at Walmart only because it's disgusting. But like, that's not why, though. It's not like I'm like, well, because they torture kids. But really, if you really break it down, they're worse than the homophobic. So some homophobic moron, right, who reads the Bible, who thinks that he's doing something for God, so he's homophobic. Is that really worse than someone torturing children and horrible wages? I mean, Walmart's probably worse than the homophobic
guy. You could compare that stuff all day.
Same with Apple. They're making iPhones in China, right? Little kids and shit.
Like I said, we could look at all. Dude, how dare you drink that water out of that plastic exactly. Water bottle? Exactly. I'm not coming. I'm not doing this fucking podcast anymore. How dare you?
So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying people are hypocrites when they're that staunch on not eating Chick-fil-A, because there's, like you just said, I mean, the iPhone, the Nikes, Walmart. Everything else you do is just as bad or worse. Most CEOs of most companies are trash. They're probably homophobic, racist, a lot of them, tons of them. So just eat your
Big
Chick-fil-A.
Pharma.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Just eat it and get your diabetes and shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You're going to get diabetes. They want to kill you, keep you dumb.
Just real quick, to me, the most impressive thing to me ever, and maybe not the most impressive thing to me ever, but in this context, was the Birmingham bus boycotts when, you know, Rosa Parks refused to get off the bus.
Yeah.
And so the people in Birmingham boycotted the bus system for an entire year.
Really?
These are people that didn't have any other way to get to work.
So what did they do, walk?
Yes. They walked or rode bicycles, or if somebody did have a car, they would carpool. They didn't ride the bus for a year. And they changed the entire policy. That is commitment. That is that is conviction.
Yeah.
They ask people now, don't eat red meat for one day or something.
Yeah.
And you can't do it. And people can't do it. Can you imagine, like, not watching television every day for a year?
Yeah, exactly.
Not doing, giving up anything that you have in your daily life for a year.
How about not looking at your iPhone for an hour?
There you go.
Right, 1 hour.
Exactly. So that stuff works. I mean, if people really cared that Chick-fil-A was homophobic and decided to boycott it and go, I'm not eating Chick-fil-A, that would work. But nobody has the conviction, that Birmingham bus boycott conviction anymore.
And what you mentioned before, there's so many people that are triggered the other way. They're going to be like, oh, they're not going to Chick-fil-A? Then we're going to go every
day. We're going to go and support Chick-fil-A. Right, exactly.
So that's a problem now. Back then, people were like fighting for their lives, really fighting for their lives.
Yeah, it's not like the white folks in Birmingham are going to go, I'm going to ride the bus.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. They ain't going to ride the bus? I'm going to ride the bus. No, you ain't going to ride the bus.
All I've been doing this whole time, you're talking about like rights and shit. I'm thinking about In-N-Out. Like how bad I've been craving In-N-Out.
Dude, the best thing they ever did was open that In-N-Out on the strip.
Oh, yeah. The one right across from
between the Link and the Flamingo.
It's great.
Dude, because I usually stay at the Link, and all I got to do is just roll out of bed, go right there.
What, do you get two double-doubles?
Yeah. Yeah.
They do have awful fries, though, I have to say.
The fries are not very good. And then, but boom, and then just go and fucking Hasselhoff that shit in my room. Just fucking
I'll lay on the floor and fucking
eat it in my underwear.
You were in Vegas with me when I was eating off the ironing board, right?
That was our famous day. That was when I came back and you had the room service.
No, this is a different time. This is when the room service was when I was laying on the bed watching wrestling.
Pay-per-view.
The room service was the day of the buffet. This was a trip before that. I got some kind of, where were we staying at? I think it was the Link.
Or Planet Hollywood? Or
It wasn't the Link that time when we were eating like slobs. I think we were at Belly's that time, right? Or no. Were we at?
I've been so many times.
I can't remember.
I can't even.
But I was eating off an ironing board. I was eating off a sandwich that I bought downstairs at that little coffee shop thing before you hit the elevator. I think it was the Link.
Oh, that yeah, right. That,
yeah, and you yeah, walked
that's
in.
That's not a bad coffee shop, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you remember this. You walked in the room and I was eating off the ironing board.
Well, I was probably drunk as fuck.
How about that? I won't mention the
kind. I stay downstairs until I'm out of money or can't stand anymore and shit.
I just recently sent you a video that I filmed of you in Vegas. I won't talk about the contents of the video.
You.
But the stuff you were saying was so ridiculous. Like, I filmed you. I came down. You, first of all, you were talking to, like,
God, I'm so
Rick
glad.
James' daughter or some shit.
That's Bootsy, right.
Or was it Bootsy Collins?
It was. Oh, man. That's right. I'll have to. You're right. It was like Rick James' daughter or some shit. Yeah. But something like that. Yeah, I remember.
A Motown. There's someone from Motown.
Right.
Or
it was
something.
Like a Motown somebody's daughter, yes.
So you were completely, like, you were playing, when you get on that video poker, you just sit there, smoke a cigar, drink, like, what do you get? Double Jameson's beers?
Well, that's my.
Beers? That's your end of the night, right?
If you run into me in a casino and I'm playing video poker, I'm at my fuck it part of the night. Because that means I'm getting my ass kicked on the tables, or I'm getting my ass kicked on the slots, or both. So now it's just like, fuck it. Plop some money into the video poker machine and just drink double Jameson's until I fucking pass out. It's like, I'm going to at least get my money's worth in alcohol.
Yeah.
Instead of losing $200 before the waitress comes back around. And
but I started filming you, and you were the stuff you were saying, completely drunk, completely full, with just awful stuff.
That was old Roker. That was old Roker.
Cut to us in Vegas in
a
month.
That was old Roker. New Roker is just much more politically correct. Much more politically correct.
When I was playing poker the other day, at the casino, I went. I ordered a
horseshoe
at the horseshoe. Yeah, they changed their menu. You ever go to that little eatery they have there?
That's nice. The one that's in the middle of the casino.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a nice little. That's a nice little eatery there.
Yeah,
they got good sandwiches and pizza.
Yeah, not a bad little spot. Right. So I got like a turkey and whatever sandwich, right? Extra mayo. So then when they're making it, I'm like, what do you put on that? They're like, lettuce and tomato, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. Can you add onions? That's an upcharge. And this was after, like, after, because I didn't know they didn't put onions on.
Oh, I hate that.
Now, okay, here's the thing, okay? $1 for bacon, I understand, okay? Bacon is not cheap. Bacon, it's cheap, but if you charge 50 cents to add bacon, I don't mind that, is because bacon is like...
I have a bacon tip for you. Don't let me forget.
Go ahead. We'll get to that right after this. Bacon. Let me just write it in. Bacon tip.
Yes.
Bacon is like a higher end item. It's not like fucking onions. If I'm asking you to put
onions are like tomatoes, lettuce. Not even. It's cheaper than tomatoes and lettuce.
But it's not even.
It's not even. It's nothing.
It's like if you cut up an. You know.
It's like ketchup.
Do you know how many onions one? If you cut up an onion, you know how much fucking chopped up onion that is.
I have this conversation with Claire all the time about cost value restaurant items.
Yeah.
It's like whenever you buy potato anything, pasta anything. They're making like a 300% markup.
Oh, at least.
Because pasta costs nothing. It's nothing. It's flour and water. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Potatoes, you can go to Jewel and get a 10-pound sack of potatoes for $3.
Oh, yeah.
How much you think they're getting them for?
$1, probably.
So when you pay $2 for the equivalent of one potato and french fries, they're making 1,000%.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah.
So, yes, onions are nothing. They cost nothing.
And I'm not asking you to put a fucking whole onion on my sandwich. I'm asking you to
put some onions.
Just put a little sprinkle of onions.
Right.
They're trying to charge me like 70 cents for that shit.
And I hate that at a casino. Because the whole purpose of the casino food is to keep you in the casino.
Yeah.
So you don't go someplace else.
And you're giving away so much of that food for free. Someone like me who's actually paying for it, you can't just give me some onions.
Right.
And you know, I've talked about this a million times, but that thinking about the pennies and not the dollars. Like, they think about making that 60 cents now instead of turning me off for life. Right. I'm not coming, but we talked about this last week. I'm like a $2,000 customer for a fast food place, probably.
Right.
I mean, if I'm just spending
$10 a week.
That's $10 a week. Is $520, okay?
Yeah.
I'm probably spending more than that.
Right.
I'm at least a $500 to $1,000 customer. At least.
Right.
So you start acting...
I'm like that with bars. I'm like...
Oh, my God. You're a $10,000 customer.
Yeah, bars. I know. Fuck. And especially now that Visa, the Chase will literally send me an itemized list of the shit that at the end of the year.
Really?
Look, you spent this much at fucking here. You spent this much at Sheffield's. You spent this much.
They do that?
Jewel.
Oh, my God.
You spent this much on.
How do I see that? Because I want to see how much I spent at Jimmy John's. Could you look it up on the app?
I don't know if I've gotten it. They send me an email.
I'll be honest if I could read this and tell you how much I spent at Jimmy John's.
But it's insane the amount of money that I put on that card every year. But you're right. And I hate it when they do that at casinos because. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the food at the casino is to keep you in the casino. That the beer bar, the bar that's right next to the poker room at the Horseshoe.
Yeah.
When that first opened, they used to give you free bacon.
Oh, I remember that. Yep. Not anymore.
It was awesome. You would order a beer and they would give you like four or five slices of bacon in like a beer.
Yeah.
In a pint glass.
Yeah. It was excellent.
It was great. And then they stopped doing that.
Now, do they really think that those four pieces of bacon are what's hurting their bottom line? I mean, really? That's hurting your bottom line?
But when they think that their bottom line is getting, this is where, but they start cutting corners. They start, it's just like you've seen it. It's the loyalty program isn't what it used to be.
No. Yeah.
It's like, so we spent all of 2 years ago, our last year at the Loop, we spent that entire year getting to be diamond status.
Oh, my God. We're like,
diamond status? Because I hadn't been diamond status in a couple of years. I had been seven stars. But for like 15 fucking years. Yeah. Then I went down to platinum, and I was like, it was killing me.
Yeah, we're losers.
We get a diamond. You go to diamond for the first time. We go to the fucking casino. Go to the diamond lounge. I'm sorry, sir. You can't get in here with it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's $10 now with the diamond card. Like,
what?
Wait a minute. I wouldn't pay $10 for this shitty food. I'm only here because I fucking spent probably thousands of dollars last year to get this stupid card.
It's probably $10 because of people like me, because I would go after work. We'd get off, right? It'd be like 10:30 in the morning or whatever, 10:45. Yeah. I'd go to the casino, go to the Diamond Lounge, get a free lunch, go down to the thing, play my free $5 in slots.
And then eat another
and
meal?
Leave.
Oh.
Like, and the gas was cheap there, so I'd get, you know, I'm like, oh, I need to get gas.
Yeah.
So I'll go to the boat, get a free lunch, play my $5, and get gas over at the gas station in Indiana. It was great.
Oh, what's your bacon tip?
My bacon tip is this, and we could probably do a whole show on food bars, like in Mariano's, the hot bar.
Oh.
The hot bar at Mariano's?
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got the soup and you've got the hot bar.
Yeah.
That's got the fried chicken and all that shit and the salad bar. So the salad bar and the hot bar are all...
You pay per pound.
Per pound. Well, if you go there during the morning, they have breakfast items. So instead of going there in the morning and getting potatoes and eggs and grits and all this shit that's heavy,
yeah,
you can get the equivalent of 3 pounds of bacon for the price of like 1 pound of bacon. I would just go there, like I'd leave work.
Yeah.
Go there. They have the cooked bacon, right?
Yeah.
I would just load my shit up with cooked bacon.
Uh-huh.
It would weigh like...
Like one
three
point.
Quarters of a pound. And it would be like 25 slices. And then I'd go home and make myself a breakfast sandwich.
Is it good bacon?
Yeah, it's the same bacon they're selling. It's probably their Roundy's bacon.
And then you refrigerate it.
Rather than pay $6.99 for 1 pound of bacon
uncooked,
yeah, which is 12 slices or maybe 16 slices,
yeah,
you could get...
I don't think it's 16 anymore.
Cooked at least twice as many slices.
Wow.
And it's already cooked.
So they have that during the day?
They have it in the morning.
Interesting.
They have breakfast items on that hot bar in the morning. Scrambled eggs, potatoes.
Hang on.
Biscuits and gravy. You're going to be a dumb fuck and go there and get biscuits and gravy and pay 12 bucks for it?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
The gravy's all heavy and shit and throw some potatoes in it? No, fill that shit up with bacon.
Thank you for calling your friendly South Loop Mariano's store. For the bakery, press 1. For the deli or specialty foods, press 2. For meat or seafood, press 3. For the deli, press 1. For sushi, press 2. To return to the main menu at any time, press 9.
Guess we're going to make to the main menu.
One moment, please. For the bakery,
just
press
0.
One. For the deli or special, we are located at 1615 South Clark Street in Chicago,
that's
Illinois. Our normal hours are
this is where you get the bacon?
A.M. to 10 p.m. every day for your convenience. For the bakery, press 1. For the deli or specialty foods, press 2.
Deli
for
or specialty
meat or seafood,
foods.
Press 3. For the produce
2.
Or floral department, press 4. For coffee, press 5. To reach click list, press 7. To speak to a customer service representative, press 9. For store information.
9 fucking assholes. They could have just made that 0 and make it easy.
I'm good friends with the chick that does the head PR for Mariano, so I hope she's not listening.
Mariano, Savlo, Dalia speaking.
How may I assist
you today?
Hey, Dalia, do you know what time the hot bar has breakfast? What time it ends?
It closes or open?
Either eat both.
They close at like 7:30.
For breakfast?
Oh, breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, breakfast is done at 11, I believe.
Oh, so it goes on like 7 a.m. to 11 or something? Or?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, what is it like? Is it set? What do they got there? Like, just like bacon, sausage, all that type of thing?
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know you guys serve breakfast. Because my friend was telling me that you guys serve breakfast.
It's like super early, and it closes breakfast super early.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, super. All right, toodaloo.
Huh? All
right, later. Bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, toodaloo. Bye.
With the blind leading the blind.
What?
Toodaloo.
What? Huh?
Do you think she's ever heard toodaloo before in her fucking life? Toodaloo? I'd go out on the street right now and say toodaloo to 10 motherfuckers. They wouldn't know what the fuck I was talking about. They probably think I was calling them gay or something.
What you say, motherfucker?
What'd you call me?
What?
Toodaloo. Yeah.
I bet, like, my grandma used to say stuff like toodaloo and, like, what are some other things like that?
Dude, those are fucking 50s words and shit, man. Yeah. Those are old words and shit.
Toodaloo was a classic. But that's a great...
My grandfather always used the word sissy.
You see, you a sissy, boy.
Sissy.
Stop being a sissy, boy.
Don't be a sissy, boy.
Boy. I love boy, too.
Don't be a sissy.
Shut up, boy. Everyone used to call you boy when you were a kid.
Well, like, that's true.
I was called boy. Like, what's listen up, boy.
Yeah, you get shot for that now.
Exactly. Oh, last thing.
You're going to do that bacon tip? Let me know how it works.
Yeah, well, so we really didn't get any information from that lady, of course. Another great example of horrible service.
I would say.
Get there by 10?
By 10.
Hang on. When was the last time you did this, first of all? Well, this wasn't like 9 years ago, was it?
No,
it
would have been like last year.
And you, now, I know that you put a piece of lettuce over the top, right, or something? Or you have no shame when you pay for it?
Well, it's in a container.
Closed container. They're looking at that shit, and they're like, that's a lot of fucking bacon.
They're not looking at it. They're just weighing it. They don't know what you have in there. They're just weighing it.
Oh, it's the paper container.
Yeah, it's a styrofoam.
Oh, it's even better. I'm thinking
it's the styrofoam container.
I'm thinking it's the plastic container.
No,
where you
it's
could
like
see
a
through.
To-go
oh,
styrofoam
they
container.
Use that one. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Oh,
they
that's better. Ooh, I love that.
So they just weigh it.
Because you know me, I don't like the embarrassment of life.
That's
of
why
shit.
If you go to the salad bar, you don't put all that fucking heavy shit on your... Don't put fucking...
A quart of Thousand Island?
Yes, on your shit. You're paying for that. You put the light shit on it. The little egg or whatever. You put that little light shit on it. Don't get it too heavy. They want you to put all that heavy shit on there.
Yeah. Like they have a fucking disgusting piece of grilled chicken with like slime on it and shit. Let me mention this last thing and we'll wrap it up on this. Do you see that Burger King is testing out the Impossible Burger in St. Louis? Have you had an Impossible Burger?
No, what is it?
It's a vegan burger, but it's supposed to look real.
Oh, I heard about that. It's supposed to be, you can't tell that it's vegan.
Can I tell you about the Impossible Burger?
Okay.
It is awful.
Well,
but it's
spoiler alert. A vegan burger tastes like shit. Spoiler alert. There's this vegan place. What's the vegan place that's in Chicago?
Green something?
I forget the name of it, but there's one by my wife's hotel. And one of the people who worked at the hotel went to work at that place. And gave me like this Culver's card. Gave me like 10 fucking cards that were good for like $10 worth of free shit.
Damn.
Please come and
yeah, you're the target. You're sure the target audience for a vegan
tasted
place.
Tasted like shit. Tasted awful. And everything was artificial.
Yeah. It's probably like drinking Diet Coke or something.
Fake cheese. Fake this.
Of course.
Fake that. I'm like, how is that better for you?
It's probably
Native
not.
Foods, it's called.
Oh,
Native foods.
But they have burgers there too that aren't.
It's all it's all vegetarian. And
you
vegan.
Sure it's all vegetarian?
Yes, because one of the things it was supposed to be chicken fries, but it's fake chicken.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, how is it if it's fake that it's better for you than the real thing?
Yeah,
how is it?
Well, I was watching a video where they were saying, "Oh, the Impossible, it tastes just like a Whopper." Now. there's no way that now Burger King, if you just eat the Whopper meat, it tastes like shit. A Whopper is only good because it's full of mayo and all that other
right,
shit.
Right. Right.
It's that, not like yeah. they're known. It's like
it's got on it what it has on it for a reason.
It's not like the meat is like so delicious. Like if you're at Gibson's and you're really enjoying just the meat, that's not how a Whopper is. So could you hide? Could you eat? Because I wouldn't mind if I can eat a fake Whopper and I'm not eating meat. Now, how horrible is your bathroom situation though after eating an Impossible Whopper? Oh, but God. Let's say
you know it's made with beans and beets. Oh yeah, and shit it like just that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But if you could eat a Whopper and it actually tastes like a Whopper, I would do that. There's no way.
But
it does,
they've been though. Trying this shit for years, coming out with like light sandwiches. And light menus,
yeah.
And vegan vegetarian sandwiches. And what they fail to realize is, if you're in Burger King, you're not there to eat a fucking vegan sandwich.
Exactly.
You would not be walking into Burger King in the first place.
No, exactly. Yeah. So and if you're there,
they're not going to sell. And the same reason why you don't buy fucking near beer. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly.
It's you're not if you're going to eat a vegetarian sandwich, you're not going to walk into fucking Burger King.
Yeah.
If you're a vegetarians aren't going, God, I wish I could go to Burger King.
Well, you know, White Castle made one.
Yeah, and how'd it do?
It is awful.
Again, spoiler alert. Yeah. What did you think? Wait a minute. I mean, fuck, a White Castle itself is borderline. Do you think that their vegan sandwich is going to be tasty all of a sudden?
Kuma's had the Impossible Burger. Awful. I mean,
because it's awful. That is because it's awful. Because it's shredded carrots and beets and quinoa and fucking and beans. It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no way this Impossible Whopper is going to be good. No matter all the lying. When you hear these people lying, especially the morons who say, this tastes just like beef.
Bullshit.
What kind of grade Z beef
these
are you eating?
These motherfuckers are smoking 2 packs a day and have no palate whatsoever.
Exactly. You're right. It's probably, you're right. Because we have very sophisticated palates.
We do. And the only time you'll hear the word sophisticated and Abe and Roker used in the same fucking sentence. But we have very sophisticated palates, yes.
Yeah, so stay away from any... If you hear all that shit, Impossible Burger, Beyond Meat, because I tried all that. I tried it all because I didn't eat meat for nine months.
You want it to work. You want it to be tasty.
I don't want to eat meat. I hate the way animals are murdered. Like, it's awful. When you see what they do to the cows and shit, it's terrible. Just like what Jimmy John does to fucking kangaroos and fucking elephants and shit. It's awful. But it just, I don't know. We're just made to eat this way, I guess.
That's exactly right. We're carnivores. We're made to, I love seafood. You know, I love fucking chicken. I prefer it fried. But you know, I love me a nice. I like a porterhouse. I like a ribeye.
Yeah,
I like a bone-in ribeye.
Yeah,
you know.
I think my buddy who was a vegan or not vegan, vegetarian then vegan for like 9 years. You've met him before. He has a huge cow tattoo on his arm that says meat. It says meat free. It has like the Ghostbusters logo. Wow. He just started eating meat again this year.
Well, right, exactly.
So he's like, now all I have left is this dumb tattoo. Like now,
right, exactly.
Like he's like, now I just have a story to tell.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh,
right.
I didn't eat meat for 8 years, and now he's making up for lost time. Put it like that.
Yeah,
I mean, right, him and I, when we were like 21, we would drive to those shitty, like back when it was Trump and Majestic.
Yeah,
oh. we would drive. There was a White Castle.
Didn't somebody get killed in that parking lot?
They did. Yeah. Some woman did.
Yeah.
I think they killed her and left her there or something.
Okay.
But we would drive, go to White Castle. He would buy a 30 Crave case, and we would eat the Crave case after the casino. I mean, he would eat like, and he would throw throw the boxes in the back seat.
That's a night of Gary, Indiana, man. Abe's party night in Gary, Indiana, man. Go to Majestic and eat a Crave case.
Then we would go to the horse track.
At the one that's at the bottom of the ramp that's part gas station, part White Castle.
Oh, yeah, that one. That's the one. That's the one. Yep. We'd leave there after losing money, all pissed off.
Would you go to the strip joint on the way home, too? Oh, hell yeah. It was like a...
You talking about Industrial Strip?
Industrial Strip,
That's by the horseshoe.
It's between like Gary and
we didn't make that. That would have been the perfect storm of degeneracy. Castle Strip Club Casino.
White Castle Indiana Strip Club. Gary Casino.
By the way, that's the strip club where they put a wash rag on your lap because, quote, the Asian tourist guys would come in their pants when they'd get a lap dance.
Wow.
That's what we heard.
And on that note,
yeah, I think we'll wrap it up on that. Base will be back next week.
Yeah. At Al Roker Jr., Twitter, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram, alrokerjr.com.
And then your
Roker
regular
radio on iTunes.
Yeah, your regular podcast, Roker Radio. Check that out, too. And I was saying Base will be back next week. We just...
Base?
Yeah, so that's it. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys celebrating something? It looks like you're having a special occasion.
No, we're just...
We're doing a bang-bang.
What's a bang-bang?
No, it's not a...
That's where we go have a whole meal at one place, and then go right to another place and have another one. Bang, bang. It's just ate a ton of food at this Indian place. Now this. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Well, enjoy your meal, guys.